It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and Republicans in Congress are making a huge push now to try to get the first major tax reform in 30 years. President Trump gave his first major speech on tax policy during a visit to Springfield, Missouri yesterday.
We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and easy to understand. That means getting rid of the loopholes and complexity that primarily benefit the wealthiest Americans and special interests.
Now, that speech was pretty light on specifics, but the president did try to make the case that cutting taxes for corporations and small businesses is what's best for the workers who voted him into office in this populist election. Still, tax reform is now the top priority for congressional Republicans because without an Obamacare repeal to show to voters, they're in danger of ending the GOP president's first year in office with no major legislative accomplishments to show for it. Richard Rubin is here with all the details. He's U.S. tax policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal in Washington. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. I just said you're here with the details, but is that true? Are there any details for this plan yet?
No, I'm here with the sketch, the broad brush.
Right.
Look, this was a first attempt by the president to get himself engaged in trying to sell tax reform, tax cuts, tax something to the public. And that's something Republicans have been really looking for a long time on the Hill. They want to write the bill. They want to figure out the details and make the numbers work and figure out where the votes come from. And the role of the president in part here is to work with him on that, but also to sell to the public, to really go out there and make the case for what should happen. And this first speech was really about the why, both according to what you heard from the president and from White House officials, that they say that this is about what the problems are in the tax code. It's too complicated. It's not fair. It hurts the economy. All of those things you heard in that little clip. And then we'll get to the how a little bit later.
Still, in this sketch that you're drawing, Richard Rubin, we do know at least some of the hues, right? I mean, the president is billing this with his populist message that's so familiar, a boon for workers, better and more jobs. But isn't the overall plan heavily weighted on tax cuts for wealthy investors and a huge tax cut for corporations?
So we don't know exactly where they're heading, but we know roughly where they're heading. And look at the things that the president has been consistent on. He's been consistent on the tax rate on corporations should be lower. The tax rate on other kinds of businesses should be lower. The bulk of those things really do benefit shareholders, high-income households. There are some things that directly benefit middle-income households, doubling the standard deduction, for example. Tax bills get messy because of the details. So what are those loopholes that might go away? One man's loophole is another man's job.
Meanwhile, behind the scenes, I guess, on Capitol Hill, this army of lobbyists is going to descend, or already has, because every loophole is millions of dollars to defend for one interest or another. But how important is it for Paul Ryan and congressional Republicans to get this done?
Oh, it's hugely politically important. I mean, they've been talking about this for years. As you noted, the failure on healthcare, at least so far, means they don't have something big legislatively to show to voters when they go into the midterms next year. The time clock here is ticking, and so they're really trying to get this done either toward the end of this year or the really early part of 2018. And look, the tax code is there, not like it didn't descend from someplace mysterious. It was there because previous Congresses put it there. Previous Congresses were elected by voters and responding to the cacophony of interest groups that are out there. So undoing that is just as hard as doing it in the first place.
Congress is on its way back for its fall session, and the huge job of tax reform is right ahead of them. Richard Rubin with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Richard.
Hey, thanks for having me.